Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody else around the world? How are you doing today? How's the weather in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, the sun is shining, the skies are blue and clear, and it's a slight breeze, not much of a breeze, but it's a slight breeze blowing through the air, and the sky is clear and warm and beautiful. It's about 75 degrees today, and it's pleasant, very pleasant to be in Las Vegas. This is the place to be. Everybody should be in Las Vegas this time of year. It's only going to get warmer from now on. I think all of the rainy weather has passed and has gone by the wayside, and we'll have nothing but blue skies and clear weather from now until November. So, all of the homeless people that we dedicate this show to today, I'm letting you know that you're out of the clear, that the weather is going to be beautiful. And if you're living outside, well, you should be comfortable for about the next 8 months. It should be clear, and you should be comfortable. And you don't need to worry about having a bunch of clothes, and you don't need to worry about having a bunch of blankets and sleeping bags, because right now the weather is beautiful. In fact, it's almost like being in California. This is the Gold Coast. It's the West Coast, Gold Coast weather. That's what we're having right here in Nevada. Even though Nevada ain't on the coast, it's close, though, but it's no picnic next to California. So we're going to sit back and enjoy this weather. I'm outside in my patio, and I'm looking at all the girls passing by. I'm looking at all the guys passing by, and everybody's smiling and grinning. I know they're going to the casino and gambling their money, and they're getting drinks from the bar. And the food at the casinos and the buffets is outstanding, because they got some of the best chefs in the world working in Las Vegas. So everything is beautiful right now. And let me tell you, Britney Spears is back in Las Vegas. She's getting ready for a residency in Las Vegas. I don't know what casino she's going to be at yet, but they're working on it. They're working on getting her ready to perform. Of course, Celine Dion is in residency here, and Diana Ross was in residency. I don't know if she's still here, but she was here. And the Temptations were here, and Boys to Men were here. And who else? George Wallace, the comedian, is here, and Penn and Teller's always here, and the Blue Man Group is always here. So everybody, the entertainment on the Strip is outstanding. You can always go and see a live show. So They got, what's the name of that show? Thorns. Kings and Thorns, is it? But they got a new show in front of the Venetian Casino with their water show. So that's something that you can see from outside on the strip. They got a new water show. I don't know the name of that show. It's Kings and Thrones or Thrones and Knights or something like that. I don't know. But those of you that are into the Knights and Thrones and Kings, you know what I'm talking about. But they got a new water show in front of the Venetian with dedicated to that play or that movie or whatever that thing is. Yes. So it's here in Vegas, too, for everybody to see. So come out and see it. We're here in Las Vegas, and I'm enjoying the weather. Yeah, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm sitting back, and I got my drink in my hand, and I'm looking at all these girls passing in front of my patio, and I'm looking at the guys going up and down the street, and I know they're having a good time because everybody's smiling and laughing, and they're waving at me, and I'm waving back at them. Oh, it's beautiful. Yes, it is beautiful. And everything is pleasant in Las Vegas. Yep, just for the people that know, I'm running for president in 2020. I'm getting my stuff together so that you can see me on TV and on all the radio talk shows, because I'm going to put my hat in the ring and see if I can beat Donald Trump. Because I'm a Democrat, so I'm a race against the big dog, Donald Trump, President Donald Trump. So I think he needs to be removed from office, so I'm going to beat him. So vote for me, Gregory Girard. That's my symbol, and I'll be up for everybody to say, hey, I know that guy, because I'm going to be speaking for the people in America. We got to have peace, and we need to have quality, and we need to have educated people talking about the truth, not saying anything stupid, you know. So we're sick of the lies and the drama going on in the White House. We need to get all that straight, and I'm going to be the one to do it. So pay attention and look up and see Gregory Girard. That's right, G Money. But you have to know me as Gregory Girard, as I will be representing the people of America. So anyway, back to our show. We're dedicated today's show for helping the homeless. And I think we need to start by letting the people know where they can get food in Las Vegas. DJ Papa D, drop that clip. And we'll be back for more of the show. The organization MEANS, M-E-A-N-S. We need all of the stores and restaurants that are donating food or have food to donate to the homeless agencies or to low-income agencies. They need to contact MEANS. Go on the internet and find the website and find the database for MEANS and register your store or your restaurant. And if you have food that you want to give to homeless people or to low income people, then register with MEANS and register with their database on the internet so that they can make arrangements to pick up the food that you have to distribute. And if you're a charity and you're interested in receiving food because you want to give food to low income or to the homeless, then you need to contact Means and register with their database and let them know that you want to receive food because you have people that you want to give the food to. So go on the internet, pull up Means, M-E-A-N-S, and pull up their database and register your charities to the database so that the food that is available to be given away, you'll be able to receive some of that food. And you can use it for the homeless or low-income people or however you want to distribute the food. It will be available to you. I'd like to give a list of all of the places homeless people can go to eat. From 5 till 7, you can go to Catholic Charities, and that's on the corner of Owens and Main Street, and they serve coffee and donuts in the morning. And from 9 o'clock, you can get in line to go into the dining hall at Catholic Charities, and they serve food from 9 till 11 o'clock, and that's at Catholic Charities. And then they have a day camp that's located on Foremaster and between Las Vegas Boulevard and Main Street, and they offer several different kind of services. But they have bathrooms and showers and certain city services at that location. And then Salvation Army has a dining hall that serves food from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And you can line up at the dining hall at 1 o'clock and get in line to eat. And that's at Salvation Army. And then at 4 o'clock, you can go to the Rescue Mission, which is on the corner of Bonanza and Grandy. And at 5 o'clock, they start serving dinner from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Now, also on the corner of Grandy, there's a medical center. So share that with anybody you know that's homeless, so that they can get food and they can get medical attention and they can get services from the city. We're having our 200th show celebration on April 29th, 2019. We're going to have a party on the radio. So look forward to listening to the radio show on April 29th, 2019 for our 200th show celebration.
Celebrate.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG
at Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody else around the world? Hey, I got a notice for you from Congresswoman Maxine Waters. She put in a proposal to stop homelessness in America. And the House of Representatives have taken her proposal and decided they're going to donate some money from the government to stopping homeless in the United States. So I'm expecting that she's going to get about $600 billion, and she's going to divide the money among all the cities in America so we can stop the homeless. We can do some work by building housing for the homeless, for the boys, and housing for the homeless, for the girls, and housing for mothers and kids, and housing for the men. Yes, I think that's going to happen. And I'm hoping that she contacts me so that I can let you know what's going on in Las Vegas, because I'm in touch with all of the homeless agencies in Las Vegas, and they send me information so that I can let you know what they're doing to help you in the community. So just keep your ears posted, and I'll be letting you know when we get the money, and we'll have something to talk about on Friday. All right, back to the show. DJ Papa D, play a song and drop a comedy clip and let's see what's going on today. And we'll be back with more of the show. This is G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Just a word to all the homeless people that are listening to this show. I wanted to give you some tips on where to find blankets and where to find extra clothes. If you go into the dumpsters at the apartment complex, because when people move out of the apartment, the maintenance people go in and clean up the apartment, and anything that's left in the apartment, they throw it out. And if you go through the dumpsters, you may actually find some blankets that could actually keep you warm. And that's my tip to you as a homeless person. Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity is having their national convention here in Las Vegas in the month of July. So we'll have some fundraisers going on. They're hoping to raise some money for the homeless. So check it out on the internet. Look up Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and see if you can see any kind of dates for any activities. I want to give some hints to people living in Las Vegas. There's what they call Church Row, where you can go and get clothes. And the churches are located on C Street on the east side of Vegas, all the way to H Street, and on Washington Avenue, which is on the south side of Vegas, all the way up to Harris Avenue. So between those four streets, they have a list of residential streets, and all of these streets have churches on them. And if you get there early, you can get the best pick of clothes so you can get warm for the winter. And you tell them G Money sent you.
Yeah, the citizens of the United States, we're waiting right now patiently to see if the president of the United States, the president Donald Trump, is going to lock down the government again. He's putting in a petition for the Senate and the Congress and the House of Representatives to give him some more money so he can build the wall in Mexico, because he wants to stop the flow of immigrants into the country. Well, I know that he shut down the government 2 weeks ago, and the government is shut down for a month. And all the federal employees, it was 800,000 employees that didn't get paid. And they didn't get paid for 2 weeks. And they had to feed their families. They had to pay their car note. They had to pay their house note. And it was a difficult time for all of these federal employees. But you know what? The banks came to their aid, and the credit unions came to the aid, and they helped finance the bank, the car note, and they financed the house payment, and some of the restaurants even came to the aid of the federal employees because they had children that needed to eat, and the restaurants donated food to the people that weren't working, that weren't getting paid. They donated food to them. And the pizza places donated pizza to the people that were working for the federal government, even though they weren't getting paid. They were receiving pizza, and they were receiving chicken from the chicken franchises. They had some restaurants that were donating food to the people also. Now, I got issues with the restaurants in Las Vegas giving food to the people that were working for the federal government. Because if they could give money, they could give food to the people that are working that can't pay for the food, how come they couldn't give food to the homeless? We got 25,000 homeless people in Las Vegas living on the streets, sleeping in cardboard boxes, living in tent cities. And nobody's come to their aid to help them eat, to give them shelter. They're living on the streets. But I don't understand how come the restaurants haven't donated food to the homeless. Why did they have to wait until the government shut down? I don't understand that. I really don't. Because the homeless people got to eat too. Just like the people that work, they had jobs, but they didn't get paid. So I want to know, how come the restaurant and the pizza places and the chicken restaurants didn't donate food to the homeless? Because the homeless people ain't hard to find. They're out there on the streets. They're living in tent cities. You could go down the neighborhood and see a whole bunch of homeless people sleeping in cardboard boxes and sleeping with blankets and sleeping bags on the ground. They're there. So I don't understand why. So everybody came to the aid of the federal employees that were working but not getting paid. How come they didn't go to the aid of the homeless? And that's what I'm upset about.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. By going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? You know, our president is talking about locking down the border in Mexico coming into the United States. But if he does that, there'll be like 1.5 million people that live in Mexico that cross the border every day to go to work in America. Stop them from being able to come across the border and go to work. And the United States gets the taxes from the people that are working here, so they're donating to the gross national product of the people in America, which is a good thing. And if they shut down the border, they're going to lose, America, that is going to lose like 80% of its fruits and vegetables that come from Mexico. They're going to shut it down. And they're saying that we may even lose all our avocados in like 3 weeks once they shut the border down. So we will no longer have avocados to eat in America. Now, that's something that we need to think about. And they're also going to miss out on all the commerce, production of TVs and stereos and computers and stuff like that that ship from Mexico into the United States. And we're not even going to talk about the tourism that America's going to miss out on from all the people coming back and forth from Mexico. They're coming to America to enjoy the pleasures of the United States. So that means that they're going to keep all their money in Mexico, and America's going to miss that extra dollar. They're going to miss that extra money. So I think we need to think twice about shutting the border down. That's for sure. But anyway, that's just Gregory Girard talking, and I'm telling you like it is. So anyway, back to the show. We'll be right back.
gonna have a ball, a party on the radio. So pay attention and remember to listen to the radio show on April 29th, 2019 for our 200th show celebration.
Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. The fundraiser is in the month of April, so look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
Hit it. How you feel, brother?
Feeling good.
You feel good?
Feeling good. It's
so much bone, brother.
Yeah.
How you feel, man?
I feel all right.
I call your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here.
Yeah.
How you feel, brother?
Right.
Hey, yeah. Yeah. You're getting down. Look at him. Ha. We're going to have.
Morgan Lamp, he like me. That nigga think about making a big M.
Look at him. Look at that. Is you over there? We better sing one verse for it. What we gotta do? Gotta have a funky good time. Oh yeah. Gotta have a funky good time. Oh yeah. Gotta have a funky good time. I didn't know you were singing, Fred. Come on, so much, brother. Don't moan so much.
Gotta have a funky good time.
Take them up, then. We gotta take.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366 and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer and he will make sure I get the message and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from t-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. You can go on the website, akcloset.org. And that's a woman that has clothes to give away to homeless people and to people that need clothes. She gives clothes away to men, women, and children. So she has a trailer full of clothes that she's interested in giving away. So go on the website, akcloset.org, and you tell them G Money sent you. There's a thrift store called Marty's Mart. And it's run by the Reformation Lutheran Church. And they have women's clothes, and they have men's clothes, and they have children's clothes.
And so if you go down there, you can get a good pick of clothes to wear so that you can be warm during the cold weather that we're getting ready to have. And it's located at 1219 South Main Street in Las Vegas. And they're open from 10 in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And they're open Monday through Saturday. And you tell them G-Money sent you.
Won't you come on home?
running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Yes, Las Vegas. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody else around the world? Yes, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I'm letting you know that I'm running for president in 2020. So vote for me and set the country free. That's right. I'm doing what I can do to set everything right for our people in America so that I'm going to charge big business taxes so that they can pay for the education for kids that are going to college so the kids don't have to have all of these high loan bills that they have to pay after they graduate, because they got to get a job to pay back those loans. So we need to get the big business to donate money to pay for the colleges so that the kids can go to school with grants and they don't have to pay the money back. All they have to do is graduate, get good grades, and go to work. That'll be their job. And the grants will pay the teachers' salaries and pay for the tuition of the schools. So that's what we need to do. We need to charge big business the taxes that they've been getting away with all these years. They're making all the money. They might as well pay taxes. But anyway, that's just something I want to say. Right. All right. Well, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and this is the end of my show today for this week. So we'll see you again next week on Monday at 3:00. So thank you, DJ Papa D, and thank you, Big Nasty, for your support. All right, we're out of here. Later.
announce that we're having our 200th show celebration on April 29th, 2019. We're going to have a party on the radio. So look forward to listening to the radio show on April 29th, 2019 for our 200th show celebration.
Celebrate.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.